Today is Monday, June the 7th, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pusho, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello, as we enter the second week of June, we are barreling toward that cruel Shreveport summer. Not my favorite time of the year, but hey, we'll make the most of it. Grateful that I live in a house that has functioning air conditioning, along with work in a place that does the same. It's a good time of year to have an inside job. Today we turn our focus to everyone's favorite topic, the doctrine of sin. Doesn't that just thrill you? As important as the doctrine of sin is, it is not an easy topic to discuss in our day. There are several reasons for this. One is that sin, like death, is not a very pleasant or enjoyable subject. It depresses us. We do not like to think of ourselves as bad or evil persons. Yet, the doctrine of sin teaches us that this is precisely what we are by nature. Another reason it is difficult to discuss sin is that to many people it is a foreign concept. Not only are the problems of society blamed on an unwholesome environment rather than on sinful humans, but there has been a corresponding loss of a sense of guilt. We have in mind here the fact that a sense of objective guilt has become relatively uncommon in certain circles. We do certainly dwell in a society where people are more and more unwilling to take responsibility for what the Bible says are sinful actions. That can't be debated. Regardless of how heinous an act one may commit, there are ways to turn that person into a victim. If ever it were crucial to have a clear understanding of the doctrine of sin, it's now. Further, many people are unable to grasp the concept of sin, the idea of sin as an inner force, an inherent condition, a controlling power, is largely unknown. People today think more in terms of sins, plural, that is, individual wrong acts. Sins are something external and concrete. They are logically separable from the person. On this basis, people who have done nothing wrong, generally what I mean by nothing wrong, something that is an external act, these people consider themselves good, and there is no thought to them of sin. At least those of us who follow Christ need to understand sin as it really is, not just something external, but something most importantly, internal. The history of the human race, as presented in Scripture, is primarily a history of man in a state of sin and rebellion against God, and of God's plan of redemption to bring man back to himself. Therefore, it is appropriate now to consider the nature of the sin that separates man from God. Sin is any failure to conform to the moral law of God in act, attitude, or nature. Please hear that. Sin is any failure to conform to the moral law of God in act, attitude, or nature. One reason to state that sin is against the moral law of God is because His moral law is implanted within us and not just within the Bible. So we can't claim that, well, that's not a sin for me because I never read a passage in the Bible that declares that, when we know within us our conscience is a place where God has implanted the truth of His moral law. Sin includes not only individual acts, such as stealing or lying or committing murder, but also attitudes that are contrary to the attitudes God requires of us. The idea that sin includes attitudes as well as acts is seen in the first documented words God ever gave to us in the Ten Commandments. One example is seen in Exodus 20:17. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Here God specifies that a desire to steal or a desire to commit adultery is also sinful. This is made abundantly clear in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 through 7, where he forbids sinful attitudes such as anger or lust. Paul also takes up the mantle of sinful attitudes in passages such as Galatians 5:20, where the deeds of the flesh include things like enmity, jealousy, and envy, internal attitudes. Therefore, a life that is pleasing to God is one that has moral purity not only in its actions, but also in the desires of the heart. In fact, the greatest commandment of all, according to Jesus, is, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." This shows we are to have hearts filled with the attitude of love for God. The definition of sin mentioned above stated that sin is a failure to conform to God's moral law in actions, attitudes, and nature. Our very nature, the internal character that is the essence of who we are as persons, can also be sinful. Before we are redeemed by Christ, not only did we do sinful acts and have sinful attitudes, but we were also sinners by nature. Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." He died for us while we were yet sinners, not while we were yet sinning or committing sins. We were sinners by nature. Ephesians 2:3. "Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest." So before Christ, we were by nature children of wrath. Even while asleep, an unbeliever, though not committing sinful actions or actively nurturing sinful attitudes, is still a sinner, according to Scripture. He or she still has a sinful nature that does not conform to God's moral law. In short, we commit sinful acts because we are sinful beings. Just like sin is in our nature, it is the direct opposite of God's. And just as God necessarily and eternally delights in himself and in all that he is, so God necessarily and eternally detests sin. It is, in essence, the contradiction of the excellence of his moral character. It contradicts his holiness, and he must, therefore, hate it. He cannot not hate it, and that is the goal toward which he drives his children, to hate it as much as he does.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.